Welcome to Boston's Best, a podcast where you go behind the scenes with financial planner Mark Condon as he asks industry-leading experts in and around Boston to talk about their businesses. Mark will find out what sets these companies apart from their competition and how they have risen above the inevitable challenges they have faced along the way to their ultimate success. And now, here's your host, Mark Condon.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to episode 75 of Boston's Best, brought to you by Condon Productions. The goal of this podcast is to highlight businesses in and around Boston. As we wrap up 2021, I'm excited to announce my final guest of the year, which is Julia Rogers. Julia is the co-founder of Hello Prenup, which is the first online platform to allow couples to seamlessly create a prenuptial agreement online for a much lower cost than going through the typical attorney's office. This is such an easier process than going through it the old school way, and it blows my mind it hadn't already been done, which is why Julia and her co-founder, Sarah Beth, were able to land a deal in the Shark Tank earlier this year. Julia tells us that the average divorce rate in the U.S. hovers right around 50% and is about 25% in Massachusetts. The conversation of a prenup can definitely be an awkward one, but just like getting your estate planning done, having this in place in the unfortunate circumstance of a divorce can certainly help. In this episode, we talk in depth about the process in which you can get a prenup with your fiance through Hello Prenup. You log into their website at helloprenup.com and you each create an account separately. From there, you each answer the questions based on your own thoughts and feelings through what they call their issue identification process. Then you and your fiance have a conversation about it together to spot and resolve any inconsistencies. And be sure to listen to the end as Julia shares the advice she gives to someone looking to start their own business, what she would tell her 18-year-old self, and how she defines success in any given year. And so with that introduction, I hope you enjoy this episode of Boston's Best. Good morning. This week we have Julia Rogers. Julia is the co-founder and CEO of Hello Prenup. How you doing?
Hi, thanks for having me on today. Super excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm pumped to have you on here. Like I said, we've had your episode 75, and I've never had anyone in this part of the world just on podcast, like any part of this business. So this is pretty exciting to have you on Boston's Best.
Thank you. Am I your first Shark Tank guest too?
Do you want me to hurt your feelings? I think you might be number three, ironically enough. I had
lucky number three.
Yeah, I had Manny from Slate Milk on here, and then Justin from, I believe, iSlide was on Shark Tank as well. But
Very cool.
But three is my favorite number, so if that makes you feel any better, your third.
I like that.
But like I came, obviously saw you on Shark Tank and was like, once I saw Boston Business, a business like this that I've never had on the podcast, I had to reach out. So really appreciate you coming on. Excited for it.
Thank you so much for having me. This
Absolutely.
Is great.
So before we get into Hello Prenup itself, give us a little background on you. Are you from Massachusetts? Are you a transplant?
No. So I'm from Massachusetts. I born and raised. I grew up in Wrentham. You may have heard of Wrentham because of the Outlet Mall. Everybody knows the Outlet Mall. And then I went to Simmons College in Boston. Okay. And then I went to Suffolk University Law School, also in Boston, obviously. Yeah. So I have lived here my whole life and I don't really ever plan on leaving.
I don't plan on leaving either. I love just Boston in general.
Me too.
So what'd you go to school for?
Yeah. So I went to undergrad for management and really loved it. And then, you know, I loved the idea of kind of the business of law. So I went to law school, actually. I went to Suffolk at night. I worked during the day. Oh, wow. And I went with really the intention of kind of learning a little bit more about law and business and legal tech. And Suffolk is very forward thinking. Unlike many law schools, they're really focused on legal tech and the future of legal. So, you know, outside of the realm of traditional law firms. And so that's one of the reasons I really liked them in their programs. Wow. And I graduated Suffolk in 2015.
Okay. And then what'd you do? Yeah. Obviously, like Hello Prenup is... when did you actually start Hello Prenup? What year officially?
So I started Hello Prenup in 2018. Okay. So I worked at a law firm after law school, and I actually still work there, Mavridis Law in Boston.
Okay.
I'm still an attorney there. And so I began developing Hello Prenup in late 2018. And I'm not a software developer, right? I'm a lawyer. So it took me a couple years to develop. I was beta testing. I finally launched in beta in March of 2020, right before the world shut down and everybody canceled their wedding. And then I beta launched for 1 year, basically in the state of New York. And then I brought on Sarah Beth, who's my now co-founder, in March of 2021. So that was kind of like my long journey.
What made you start Hello Prenup? Right. So you had 3 years from 2015 to 2018. Like, what happened in between there that finally made you decide to kind of start your own baby?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say it was a culmination of many years. Even before that, I worked through law school at this firm I'm at now. And my job over time kind of began to talk to clients or potential clients at the very beginning stages and figure out what they were looking for. Okay. So a large chunk of our business is prenuptial agreements, right? Mm-hmm. It's the vast majority is divorce litigation, a lot of which deals with prenups, but also when couples are looking to get a prenup. And so I would be talking to these couples or, you know, potential clients rather, and they would say to me, you know, why do I have to hire a divorce attorney? My spouse and I, or future spouse and I, already know what we want in the prenup. And, you know, why does it take so long? The firm requires 3 months. And then why does it cost so much? Our initial retainer ranges from, you know, $3,500 to $5,000. And so I really gleaned out of that information. They wanted a collaborative approach. They wanted something that was faster, right? They were like, we're getting married in a month. Why can't we do this? And then they wanted something that was cheaper because they're planning a wedding and they don't want to go spend a bunch of money to hire attorneys, which can cost like $5,000 to $10,000 for a prenup, right? So it's pretty substantial. And so that's when I thought, you know what, there's got to be a better way to do this that opens up the door for more couples to get prenups. Because what I found was that some of these individuals I spoke to, they would bite the bullet and they would hire us. And they're like, you know what, a prenup is that important to me. I'm fine with paying for it. But a lot of people would say, you know what, maybe I'm just not going to get a prenup after all. And that's where I really struggled, was the idea that because this process is so antiquated and hasn't been updated for really modern life where we do everything online, people were actually forfeiting the opportunity to get a prenup. And I'm of the mindset that a marriage will be successful with really good communication. And I felt that, you know, these people were kind of giving up that opportunity to discuss finances and have a full agreement prior to marriage, which would be setting themselves up for a successful marriage. Yeah. So that's why I created Hello Prenup in the first place.
I love it. So how many, I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, but how many, what percentage of couples actually have a prenup?
So it's hard to say, right? Because they're not filed anywhere unless they're used in litigation and a divorce. Okay. But there is a Harvard study that says approximately 5 to 10% of all married couples get prenups.
That's it.
So I actually think it's higher than that. But again, it's really hard to figure out an exact number because it's not reported anywhere unless you just, you know, survey a bunch of people and hopefully they don't lie about it.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. What do you think? So even if that's low, like say it was a lot higher, say it was 25%, that's still only one out of four couples that even have it, right? So there's a large, I would imagine it's definitely less than 50% of couples that actually have a prenup, right?
Yes, so definitely. Yes.
How do you think, what's the perception of people getting a prenup? Like, I have my own thoughts and I'll share them out in a little bit, but I'm curious if, like, your thoughts on prenups and like how people approach that conversation. Like, do people outwardly reach out for you, or do you reach out to people to get prenups and you get pushback? Like, what's that like whole thing about?
Yeah. So I think that there's a perception that if you're getting a prenup, you're planning for the eventual end of your marriage. And I just completely disagree with that. I think that, you know, a prenup is really a vehicle. It's just as much, I always say, it's just as much an emotional document as it is a legal document, right? So it's really a vehicle to allow couples to have a broader conversation about life, about money, and what their goals are for their future together. So, you know, if we have kids together, am I going to stay home for a couple of years? And if I do, what happens in the event of a divorce down the road? Or, you know, what happens to our joint accounts? How do we pay for things? These are all really important conversations. And I think they can happen outside the broad context of a divorce. You know, people always say prenups are, you know, to kind of outline asset division in a divorce. And I say, you know, they can also outline kind of how finances will be managed during your marriage. And also, you know, things like inheritance. You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, inheritance should be just mine. It came from my side of the family. But many states, Massachusetts included, doesn't say it's automatically separate, right?
Yep.
I think prenups can really help couples start that conversation and get really in detail and make sure they're in full agreement before they get married.
Yeah, no, it's funny because so I agree 100%. Logically, I think prenups make sense. And I remember, so one of my best, arguably my best friend, probably they've been married 6 or 7 years now, I think. You know, he had talked to me, him and I very, very similar. And he had talked to me about it, about getting a prenup. He's like, you think I should get one? I'm like, absolutely. You know, like you've bought this home on your own, like you've accumulated these assets. Like when you like, who's the, like, yeah, maybe, you know, it could be an amicable split, but if it's not, you know, you never know, things can get ugly, and I'm sure things get very ugly. And then the wife pushed back essentially, and he didn't end up doing it just because like, it's just like turned into this awkward thing. And I was like, I'm definitely getting one. Like I'm 100% getting one when I get married. I did not. I did not. Just didn't. Like, you know, I had my own home. My wife had her own home. And I was like, what was the kind of, and then like the conversation like got brought up once. I was like, yeah, I mean, I think every couple have. She's like, well, that's weird. And then like I just kind of like never brought it up again. So knock on wood, you know, knock on wood, it works out fine with us. But you know, we've done our estate planning, you know, we have a will and trust done, and that's you know, but death is inevitable, right? Like divorces, you just have no idea what's going to happen. So,
yeah. And I think, I mean, in your case, in your friend's case, like I hear this all the time. People are like, I brought it up once and then it was so awkward that I didn't push forward. And I think like the next step that you would have to take to get a prenup in the pre-Hello prenup world would be to call lawyers, right? And that is really a huge deterrent for people. Whether lawyers like to hear it or not, it's true. People do not want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of feedback. You know, we've been getting a ton of feedback since the show with people saying, look, we wanted a prenup. We called a lot of lawyers. We started to feel really uncomfortable and back off the idea. And then we saw you guys on Shark Tank and we're like, this is exactly what we're looking for. We can create our prenup without ever leaving our couch. Yep. And like, maybe you would have done it otherwise, right? So maybe you would have gotten one.
I would have been a lot more inclined to at least go on your website and take a look at, okay, what-
Check it out.
Like, just like, what are the steps? Like, I don't even know, like, what's the beginning process like? Like, you know, I would have at least experienced that. And then maybe it would have been an easier, smoother way to bring up the conversation. To be like, look, like, this is just logically, like, you know, this kind of makes sense. It, you know, it helps, I guess, with at least exploring the conversation, I would say. Like you've kind of streamlined it in a much, much less invasive way for couples to approach the process. You know,
that's what we think. And we're also providing a lot of information. I think there's, you know, there isn't one great source to get info on prenups, right? It's such a narrow area of law. And so we are providing a ton of just free information, blogs, videos. So people can explore the idea without having to first call a lawyer, maybe have their questions answered or not. And so I actually think that's going to inevitably bring more people to get prenups and also, you know, probably increase attorneys' business, right? Because more people will just know that it's an option and be able to learn about it.
Yeah, for sure. So say somebody goes to check out the website and at least start the process. Like, how does it look from them? Like, what questions do you ask? Like what's kind of, what's like, you know, high level, I guess, what's the process look like for someone to check out?
It's very detailed. So initially what you do is you go, you sign up, you make an account and you invite your fiance. So you each have your own separate accounts. And this is one of the things that is so different about Hello Prenup from most other legal tech platforms, is that we actually have you each fill out your own questionnaire. And then you get to a negotiation phase. And then you walk through, you decide whose answers you feel more comfortable with, or if you want to kind of pivot entirely. And then after that is when you download your draft prenuptial agreement. And from there, you're actually able to bring that document to an attorney. Let's say, you know, as you're going through the questionnaire, you're like, you know, I'm not really sure about the implications of choosing this or that. you can actually bring this editable Word document to an attorney, and for a lower cost, they'll, because you've already kind of landed on an agreement, they can edit pieces of it or advise you. So it really ends up being a cost savings all around, but also a process that truly involves both parties. You know, you are collaboratively creating this agreement.
No, okay. So that's pretty cool. I did not know that. So you're each filling out your own forms to
figure
out exactly what you think should or would happen, say a divorce took place. And that's really cool. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
And so as far as, you know, the costs go, how much different is it than actually going through the process of, you know, calling up a lawyer and like having everything drafted up by them?
Yeah. So I would say prenups on average cost between $5,000 and $10,000 if you're both hiring an attorney. Okay. And that's, you know, that's in Massachusetts, and that's probably, you know, an average agreement.
Yeah.
We've spoken to attorneys in California who are like, $10,000 is cheap. You know, it's between $7,500 and $25,000. Yeah. So it really does vary depending on where you are in the country.
Okay.
And then, you know, Hello Prenup is $599. So, you know, $599 per couple, just to be clear, not per person, per couple.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Yes.
Huge difference. No kidding. Wow. That's really cool. That's a really cool thing you've created.
Thank you.
So, I mean, you said you still work at the law firm, right? So how is your like, are you working like 100 hours a week? Like, how is your calendar divided? Yeah.
Yeah.
How is your calendar divided amongst, you know, the, I guess, both full-time jobs?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? I've certainly scaled back my legal practice.
Yeah.
I'm not personally taking on any additional clients at this time. Of course, my firm is. I have really supportive coworkers, which I'm so thankful for. And I'm so dedicated to my clients. That's the reason I went into law in the first place, is because I really love helping people. And so I really enjoy practicing law. At the same time, I love Hello Prenup because it's helping people in a different way. And so, yeah, I work 100 hours a week, but I have to say, I really love everything I do. So
that's a lot. That's a lot, especially, you know, new mom, right? You know, husband, daughter.
Yep.
That's a lot to balance. Yep. How do you manage?
I have an 18-month-old.
Yeah. Yeah. Not exactly the easiest age. You know, they need
attention. No, she's constantly trying to like jump off something that is going to injure her or eat something that is going to, it's a lot.
So how do you manage your calendar? Like you must have never ending demands. Like, how do you manage it from both jobs, separating, you know, family time and all of that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've really structured it so that I'm making sure I'm blocking off. It's kind of a science for me. I'm making sure I'm blocking off enough time every single day for my legal clients to be able to book with me or talk to me. Yeah. And then I'm blocking off enough time for things like this podcast where, you know, I can really promote Hello Prenup. And then I'm blocking off enough time to really work on Hello Prenup as a business. So I've been pretty strategic, and I'm so lucky. At the law firm, we have an admin, Matt, who's absolutely wonderful. And he kind of helps me maneuver all of this, because it is difficult to try and make time for everything. And, you know, I always take weekends for family time. So, my daughter naps a couple hours a day. That helps.
Yeah, certainly. My daughter does not nap too much.
not yet, but she will. Give her until like 3 or 4 months.
All right. Can't wait for those days.
I know. It's hard.
Yeah. So how do you market yourself, right? Like, obviously you're on the podcast, right? You know, you were on Shark Tank. You know, I've seen your social media. How do you guys go about marketing? And what have you found to be like a good source of marketing? What have you found to be kind of like just a bad source of marketing?
Yeah. So, I mean, we try to reach out to as many people in like the wedding industry or finances and who can really kind of like cross promote us. We also have a podcast, if you'd like to be on it.
Oh, interesting.
And it's called the Hello Prenup Podcast. So we launched it probably the same week as Shark Tank. So it's fairly new. But we try to have guests on who are in the financial services industry, in the wedding industry, in law, anything that kind of has to do with prenups and marriage. And so we try and cross promote that way. We try to do a lot of social media. I mean, we've been doing more of it lately. And then we try to just like, you know, I think the best source of marketing is just information, providing people with free information. And that's what we've been doing a ton of. So we post like one pretty substantial blog. We try to do it every single day. We post a lot of videos. So I've been making a ton of video content and will continue to, just on prenups and marriage and kind of how to talk about the subject and the law behind it. And then, you know, we're trying to also kind of partner with attorneys in different states who, you know, maybe have clients come to them who can't necessarily afford them, you know, send them our direction. So that's, we really take a very smart, holistic approach to marketing.
Yeah, no, it's super, it's really smart. I did not know about the podcast too. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
You had said that you first were seeking out New York when you started Hello Prenup. Why New York?
Yes.
You're based out of Boston.
Well, yeah, I started. So I started with New York because the law was, you know, digestible. So I wanted a state that I could kind of understand and add quickly. And then also the state that wasn't Massachusetts, because I was really cognizant of the fact that, you know, people, I didn't want people to confuse me as an attorney with being their attorney on this platform, because they're two very different things.
Got it.
So that's why New York. And then we added Massachusetts soon thereafter. And then California and Texas. And now we're in 18 states.
Wow. 18 states. Wow.
Yes. And we're adding quickly. I'm hoping to be in every state by end of 2022.
That was my next question. How long do you think it'll take to get to all 50? I mean, do you have any competitors? Like, is anyone else doing anything like this?
Not really. No. So, I mean, you could say other legal form builders might be competitors in a way, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think that they are, because they're more general. So they do, you know, all types of legal contracts. We do prenuptial agreements very specifically. And then we have our two-party platform. Like I said, it's that collaborative process where each party is filling out the questionnaire. So that is very different than anything else that's out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're right. I can think of a couple of websites. Like, they're very general. They handle a lot of different aspects, not just prenups like yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to. Like, how was the experience on Shark Tank? Like, are you allowed to talk about that? I don't know what NDAs you decide.
I can. I know. I mean, we signed many NDAs, but I know what I'm allowed to talk about.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
I mean, we can talk about our experience, and our experience was really great, actually. That's the truth. I mean, it was really nerve-wracking. I gotta tell you, getting to the Sony lot. And then being brought into like the set and seeing the set after being a huge Shark Tank fan for like years is so crazy. It's like crazy. And then, you know, I think we were probably most nervous when we were like standing behind the double doors.
Waiting for them to open. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you can hear that it's a warehouse, right? So you can hear the sharks on the other side and the producers telling them to sit down, and you're like, oh my God,
here it comes.
And then they open the doors and you have a camera in front of your face.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying. But then when you get in front of the sharks, it's like so much fun, because you realize really quickly that they're real people who are interacting with you.
Right.
And, you know, we did our skit and they laughed. And then almost immediately we jump into the conversation about prenuptial agreements and legal tech, and how we're, you know, optimizing our site on search engines. And it just becomes this really positive conversation about Sarah Beth and I as a team and how, you know, everybody's really supportive of what we're doing in prenuptial agreements. And it was such a great conversation. The experience was great.
So I don't remember your segment on there was, if I had to guess throughout the 60 minute show, it's probably 10 minutes or so.
8 minutes. Eight minutes. Yep.
Okay. How long were you actually in there for?
So between 60 and 90 minutes.
Wow. Really?
So yeah, we were in there a long time. And, you know, I don't think all pitches take that long. I think, you know, they kind of let them run for as long as they take. And then, you know, everyone, my understanding is everyone gets cut down to between 6 and 8 minutes.
Sure.
But we were in there quite a while because we were having such a great discussion with the sharks. So it's funny how much, I can't imagine this job the editors have to do to cut 60 to 90 minutes down to eight.
Down to eight. Yeah. That's wild. That's why I didn't realize it was that long. Obviously, you know, certain ones would be a lot shorter, but yeah, it's cool just because, especially, I mean, my wife and I have been fans of Shark. We watch it every single week. And it's been going on for so long. And now it's just kind of, you know, you got the main core of the Sharks that are on there and you just kind of know their personalities now going into it. And it's kind of cool. They're pretty funny. At the end of the day, they're just human beings. They're just very successful human beings. They're obviously intelligent in certain aspects. When you went in there, did you have an idea of like who would be like the perfect fit for you, or is just kind of like whatever happens, happens?
Yeah. I mean, I think we definitely wanted Mr. Wonderful because we know that he's in the wedding industry.
Of course.
And I liked that. I also know that he's a Boston guy. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
So we were kind of targeting him because I thought he would be a really perfect fit. And, you know, we were open to any of the Sharks, of course. And Narav this was his first time appearing as a guest Shark. So he's never been on before. And I knew enough about him from, you know, next door and kind of just generally knowing who he was. But he was so, so nice and so complimentary of us and was the first one to make us an offer. And we were like, oh my gosh, so excited. Right.
Yeah.
It was just like an ideal scenario. And then we thought to ourselves, could we get Mr. Wonderful back in too?
Yeah.
So we just thought we'd give it a shot and it worked. And, and like, we could not be more thrilled because we got our ideal team, you know, successful tech entrepreneur and then Mr. Wonderful. So it really is an ideal scenario. Yeah.
Excuse me for the corny pun here, but that's like a perfect marriage, if you will. Like, it's like
perfect marriage. Exactly. Exactly. And our agreement, our legal agreement, is our prenup.
Exactly. Exactly. That's awesome. That's awesome. So that's really cool. So do you think, like, as far as like the prenup industry, like this whole industry, like, are there any major misconceptions about it, you know, or maybe like about Hello Prenup or just prenups or just the divorce, like any major myths or misconceptions about the industry in general?
Yeah. I mean, I think the major misconception is that a prenup is planning for divorce and it just isn't. I mean, you don't get life insurance or car insurance because you plan on dying or getting in a huge car accident, right? But you do it anyway. And so I think that, you know, a prenuptial agreement is really, in many ways, a vehicle to help couples have the conversation about finances, money, and life. And I think that's really what we should be focusing on, not the divorce rate. The divorce rate is high. We can't ignore that.
No,
of course. It's about, you know, hovers about 50% nationwide. But that being said, we need to focus on, you know, what will make marriages last, what will make, you know, couples communicate in a really positive, positive way. And I think prenups promote that.
Yeah. So the divorce rate really is right around 50%. Huh?
I think nationwide. Yeah. In Massachusetts, last I saw, I want to say it hovered around 24 to 30%. It's lower in Massachusetts than in other states. And it really depends on like the age that couples get married. In Massachusetts, couples tend to get married older, you know, so it just really depends on the state.
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense. So what do you see for the future of Hello Prenup, right? You're still in your infancy stages, right? I mean,
we are
only 3 years ago. And you know,
well, even crazier, we only launched in June. Well, so we just launched June 15th.
Yeah. So this year. So you're talking 6 months. So six and a half months. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That's wild. So you're super young. You just, you know, you landed a deal with, you know, Narav and Kevin. What do you see for the future of it? I mean, I feel like it's like the sky's the limit for you guys.
Yeah. So we want to expand to every state. We would love to be in every state. We would love to have partnerships with attorneys in different states, you know, in a way that would allow us to expand more quickly.
Yeah.
We would love to continue growing our podcasts, continue adding to the information, the content that we have on the site. We're publishing an ebook, a free ebook in December, just in probably a week or so that will kind of, it has a lot of contributors in finance, in law, in psychology. And we want to continue to just expand our video content too on our platform. We found that video content is really easily digestible and popular with our viewers. So we want to continue to expand that as well.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
It's only been 6 months or so, and you're super young too. So like, I feel like sky's the limit. This is awesome. This is really,
I don't know about that, but I appreciate you saying that I'm super young.
I'm older than you are. I can tell you that much. so anybody younger than me is, young.
I'll take it. I'm not going to argue with you.
So as you think about like the future, right? Like you're, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, like very like type A personality, right? Like very driven, like very go, go, go. And you're young. So this is like so far off, but like, do you ever picture yourself like 100% like sailing off into the sunset and retiring one day? Or do you think you'll always have your hand like in something?
Yeah, I think I'll always have my hand in something because I like doing it. It's not, this is not work for me. I think if Hello Prenup had been really felt like work, I wouldn't have made it this far because it is a lot to juggle a full-time job and be developing this, right? So you got to remember, for me, this is fun. Yeah. And I don't ever see myself retiring because I love the idea, not only of expanding this platform, but also going into other types of kind of relationship contracts, you know, and maybe other areas that I don't even foresee yet. But I love entrepreneurship. This is like,
totally.
This is my dream.
So. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. So outside of work, with that being said, like outside of work, what are some of the hobbies that you enjoy doing when you're not, you know, the other 50 hours a week where you're not working?
Yeah, all that free time I have. I mean, my husband and I love going, you know, taking our daughter out just around Wellesley. We live in Wellesley.
Yeah.
We love the area. We go into Boston all the time just to like walk around Back Bay because we love Back Bay.
Love that.
My mother lives in Jamestown, Newport. I'm sorry, Rhode Island, Newport, whatever, same thing.
Yep.
And so we head down there a lot to kind of just walk around and just, I think, take in the fresh air. Sometimes I think the best hobby is like getting away from your computer and just kind of getting away from the tech for a minute.
Yep.
So I don't know if that really counts as a hobby, but for me it is.
Yeah, no, because I think honestly, like pre-COVID, like I would work out of the Boston office, right? Like Framingham, I would go into Boston office most of the time, sometimes the office in Needham. My wife works in Back Bay as well. And
where in Boston were you?
Right on Federal Street.
Oh my God. What building? I'm 155 Federal.
101.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So we're like right around the corner.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
So funny.
Yeah. So I would always go into Boston and then like, don't get me wrong. Like I love like the Zoom world with my industry because it's just the drive sucks. Like the drive to and from Boston. Yeah. Usually sucks.
You
got to deal with the parking. Like efficiency wise, it's great, but I find myself, it's hard to just shut it down. Like it's really hard to shut it down sometimes because I'm right next to my computer like all day. If an email comes in, it's something I was waiting on. Like I can just get back to it right away. But now like when COVID hit, like it allowed me, like I realized like I got to even just get out, go for a walk around the neighborhood, get some fresh air because I'm working so much more now because I'm not driving. Like I'm not just working the same amount of hours I would if I was going into the office. Like I'm working at least a couple hours more a day now just by default. So I'm with you on the fresh air. Like I'm with you. Like I think it's huge.
Yeah.
Like yesterday I had the afternoon just free of meetings. So my wife and I just like, we drove around, we went to a brewery, just walked around the neighborhood.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. My daughter is 5 weeks old and she's been to a brewery 3 times. So
that's the best age to bring them.
Because, I know.
Like you she can sleeps. Just strap them in and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy that while you can, because once they start moving, my husband and I are like, we're waiting for the day we can go out to eat again because we can't. She just runs around. It's impossible. So enjoy this while it lasts.
Like the consistent, like whether it's the music, just the consistent noise in places like that.
Yes.
You know, it just,
it's great.
It's great. She just knocks out. But I'm with you. I'm with you on just like the fresh air and stuff. Like my wife and I go, like the Newport Vineyards is our favorite. Like we go there at least a couple times a year down in Newport.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. It's such a great spot down there. And even in and around, you know, our area out here, Metro West, I think there's so many great like farms.
Yep.
I mean, we brought our daughter to go like apple picking and get a pumpkin, and then you can go like cut down your Christmas tree. I mean, that stuff is so much fun when you have kids and it really does get you outside, which is great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right, Julia. So last few questions, I always ask every guest on Boss's Best these questions. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. The first one would be, what advice would you give someone who's looking to start their own business? It doesn't have to be, you know, prenuptials or anything like that, but just business in general, something that you think would have been helpful for you as you started the process.
Yeah. I mean, I think generally speaking, just be really passionate about what you're doing. It's a lot of work, but if it's fun for you, it's, you're going to succeed. You're going to be better than anybody else because you're going to have passion for it.
Yeah.
So that's really step one. Don't go into starting a business just because you want to make a lot of money. Everybody always says that, but it's so true because that will tire out really quickly.
Totally.
And then I think, you know, step two is make sure that you like really plan on how you're going to execute. I don't know what it's like to start a brick and mortar business, but I can tell you from the perspective of, you know, a tech founder, I think it can get really expensive fast. Yeah. So you have to be really intentional about how you're planning out the process and how a developer, if you're not a developer yourself, how a developer will build the platform. And then I think, you know, my third piece of advice is, you know, see who else you can bring in. I think my number one mistake, if I could go back, you know, I say this now, maybe I wouldn't, but if I could go back, I would have met Sarah Beth earlier.
Yeah.
It would have been impossible. She was working at Microsoft and other startups at the time. But, you know, having her as a technical co-founder and someone who is in an area of expertise that I'm not, yeah, and who also has passion, the same passion for our business, I think has been so tremendously valuable. And I think, you know, as a team, you can do so much more than you can as a single founder. So, you know, surround yourself with people who support you, bring on, you know, build a team if you can. And that would be my best advice.
Perfect. Love it. Love it. If you could tell your 18-year-old self one thing, what would you tell her?
Oh my God, this is deep. I would say just like, you know, keep going. You know, there are so many times in life where things just become so hard and, you know, exhausting. And you just kind of want to say like, oh, what am I doing it all for? But I would say, you know what, you don't see the end result yet, but you'll get there. So just keep plowing ahead, do your best, be kind to people, and it will all happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're 18 too, because you only like, you graduate high school, you're 18 years old, like you think you're on top of the world. And like, you know, when you hit like 30, 35, like you're like, I was a kid, you know, like you just so many things you don't know, so many life experiences that you haven't had yet that you don't realize you can't see the end result until you just get that experience, you know?
Exactly. I think also, you know, sometimes graduating college and looking for a job, like that's a really hard period for a lot of people, is getting out of college and getting their first job and like kind of feeling out what they want to do and figuring out what that passion is.
Yeah.
But just knowing that, you know, just keep going and, you know, you'll get there, I think is really important for people to know.
Agreed. So last question, everyone has a varying depiction of what success looks like to them. So how do you define success?
How do I define success? I would say just happiness, like waking up every morning and being excited for what you're about to do. To me, that is success. And it doesn't matter whether that's being, you know, a stay-at-home mom or being the CEO of a company or owning your own business. I think it's just, you know, that kind of contentness that you wake up with every morning.
Perfect.
That to me is success.
Love it. I think that's a perfect answer. That's a good way to end this conversation. Julia, thank you very much for coming on Boston's Best, chatting about Hello Prenup.
Thank you.
I love everything you're doing. So I think you guys are crushing it. So I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for checking out my podcast. I really do appreciate the love I've received for this show. I believe now more than ever, any exposure to local businesses is great for them to receive, and I'm trying to do my part. If you are a local business owner or someone you know in the Boston area that would like to be featured on the podcast, please email me at bostonsbestpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please follow this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You can also find us on Instagram with the handle @Boston's Best_podcast, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/Boston's Best Podcast. Again, I truly appreciate the great feedback for this show, and stay tuned for each new episode every Friday at 8 a.m. Take care.